Too many nice guys. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We associate political campaigns with nastiness, but have you noticed something about this campaign? The candidates can't stop saying how much they like each other. Romney talks about meeting Obama.
And I found him to be a nice guy. I think he's a nice person.
He's a nice person. Love him to death. Great family man.
I just don't think we can afford him any longer.
No, he's like the lovable brother-in-law who keeps asking for money, keeps asking you to invest in his flying solar-powered electric car business. And Barack Obama? He says the same thing. He thinks Mitt Romney is not only a nice guy, but a fantastic role model.
He's raised a wonderful family. He should be proud of the great personal success he's had.
He's one of the nicest, extremely rich, multi-house-owning, dressage-practicing investment bankers you'll ever meet.
There are plenty of good and honest people in that industry, and there's an important creative role for it in the free market.
And again, such a nice guy, you feel like thanking him for laying you off from the company he just downsized. The only problem with this creative, patriotic family man is that not a single true word comes out of his mouth.
I know Governor Romney came to Des Moines, warned about a prairie fire of death. He left out some facts. You know, his speech was more like a cow pie distortion.
But otherwise, just a great, great guy. You see, this is why we need the negative campaigning. We need to hear that Romney forced some kid to have a haircut or that Obama was mentored by a crazy preacher. Otherwise, we couldn't bring ourselves to vote against either one. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.